And good afternoon, everyone. Welcome back for another doubleheader of football coming your way in the Twin Valley Conference Basketball Tournament at Donovan High School. Rob Osler, Tyson Havronik with you, and we're down to the final four for the girls for the championship, and we'll have two boys going at it here later in the broadcast. First up on tap, however, let's jump right into it. We've got Silver Lake taking on Lawrence Nelson for the championship, and real quick, we'll kind of tell you how we got here. Silver Lake, the number one seed. Lawrence Nelson is the number three seed. Silver Lake took over Red Cloud back on Monday, and then they beat Shelton yesterday pretty soundly, 65-36, posted in the championship this afternoon. Now, Lawrence Nelson, again, the number three seed, beat Blue Hill back on Monday, and then they dispatched Deschler 38-23. Yesterday afternoon to advance to the championship game, and we're all set with a undefeated team on the line and a team that is just looking to make a statement and get some attention.
Yeah, Rob, this Twin Valley Conference Championship, the Silver Lake girls, number one in Class D1, they are making their third straight appearance in the Twin Valley Conference Finals. They've won the last two, so they obviously have a big target on their back. Lawrence Nelson, on the other hand, they are number nine in Class D2, back in the championship after playing in the consolation game last year, and they are trying to win their first TVC crown since 2003. Lawrence Nelson, like you alluded to, they broke Deschler's Cinderella slipper with a strong second quarter, outscoring the Dragons 21-10. So it's right now Silver Lake with the target on their back, so to speak. They've won, 17 in a row, and that is a school record for them.
Absolutely. They broke it last night, and they are a very explosive team, a very tough defensive team. When they come out with that press to get things started, they run a full court press the whole game if needed, but they ran it for about the first 4 minutes last night to take care of Shelton last night, and then were finally able to open it up a little bit and play. But they are a team that is just right now hitting every stride. They are on target and just doing an absolutely fantastic job, and I'll tell you, Lawrence Nelson has their work cut out for them tonight.
And one of the biggest things that Silver Lake has been able to do this year is on the offensive side of the ball. This year they really have a good balance offensively, which opens up so many things. They have the ability to shoot the three with Bailey Morris. They can get Ruprecht down low. Cammy Bruck can a prolific scorer as well. But they've been mixing it up a lot offensively, and that's what you saw yesterday in the semifinal matchup with Bailey Morris getting a much more productive first half. She scored 14 points in the first half of her 18 total points, and really led to some of the Silver Lake charge there in that first half. But at any one time, any one of those Silver Lake players can shine, and that's what makes them so difficult to defend, Rob.
Yeah, absolutely. And I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll look at some of these matchups, and we'll look at some of the players who are the big name makers that we expect to see in this championship game for the Twin Valley Conference. So we'll come right back with our Kerr Chevrolet pregame show right after this. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 at KLIQFM.com.
Kerr Chevrolet is Hastings' only GM-certified dealership. What does that mean to you? No worries. Your GM-certified used vehicle comes with a 100,000-mile, 5-year powertrain limited warranty, a 12-month, 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, 117-point vehicle inspection, a vehicle history report, like-new financing for qualified buyers, 24-hour roadside assistance, courtesy transportation, and more. Shop Kerr Chevrolet in Hastings for your no-worries GM-certified used vehicle today.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to the Kerr Chevrolet pregame show, brought to you by Kerr Chevrolet, Hastings' only GM-certified used dealership. No worries, Kerr Chevrolet, proud sponsors of our pregame show on The Breeze. Rob Osmond, Tyson Urbanek with you, all set for the championship game for the Twin Valley Conference Tournament here for the girls. Silver Lake, the Mustangs, put their number one ranking on the line, their undefeated season on the line, and they do so against a Lawrence Nelson Raiders team under head coach Kathy Biltoff that is one of those teams that is just gunning and just waiting for someone to slip up to take advantage of it so they can climb up a little bit of notch in their conference.
And, Rob, this should be a pretty interesting rematch of the game which we saw a couple weeks ago on January 29th when Lawrence Nelson came to town and played in the big rivalry game, and Silver Lake was able to win that game 47-28. But I think one of the interesting things about this game is going to be the rebounding game, Rob. Lawrence Nelson, if you remember in that game, they out-rebounded Silver Lake in both the offensive and defensive rebounds, but were unable to convert on their second and third chance opportunities, just giving Silver Lake the ball back and giving them a chance to outscore them there in the second half. That's when they started to pull away. But if Lawrence Nelson can start to convert on some of those second and third chance opportunities, then you look for obviously a much closer game. So Silver Lake is going to have to rebound the ball very well tonight if they want to be 18-0 in Twin Valley Conference champions for the third straight time.
Yeah, that's going to be the key, because and it seems to be the common occurrence with teams that play Silver Lake, the girls, because they are so effective at getting positioned underneath there and making those shots off balance, you know, making their opponents make those off balance shots, those low percentage shots, and that's why they're not going, and that's part of the reason why Silver Lake has been so successful. But for Lawrence Nelson to get anything established, one, Kelsey Biltoff, their hot shooting sophomore, 6'1", is going to have to be on. She's going to have to be able to get positioned underneath the basket, and she's going to be able to make those easy little bunnies that we saw her miss so many against Silver Lake when they played earlier.
Well, and Rob, last night I think Lawrence Nelson was able to get their offense going a little bit. Kelsey Biltoff, if you remember, led Lawrence Nelson with basically the majority of the points in that first game against Silver Lake that we did. But yesterday, Brittany Miller was the leading scorer. She had 11 points, and Marissa Covanda added a double-double as well. So Lawrence Nelson, I think they feel like they've got their offense kind of set where they want it. They know that they're going to have to play good defense. But I think the big thing for Lawrence Nelson is going to be ball control. You cannot be giving Silver Lake second or, you know, just extra opportunities. So ball control will be huge, not for, you know, forcing passes in there and having them to convert to turnovers.
Yeah, Brittany Miller, they're a pretty strong guard inside and does a very good job. She's going to have to be a little bit more aggressive than she normally has been or than we saw her a couple of weeks ago. And Lawrence Nelson is truly going to have to actually bring out more than their A game. And, we'll know pretty effectively in that first quarter if Lawrence Nelson is going to be able to compete and stay with it, because if they can do so through that the first 8 minutes, and they can do so the rest of the game, and that'll set a good momentum, give them enough momentum to carry them through the rest of the game. If they can keep up with Silver Lake, and if they can break that press that will ensue because of that.
Well, and we've seen some of the dropbacks that Shelton kind of exposed when they do break the press. They were able to get a few open looks down inside, and they were able to convert those to points. I look for Lawrence Nelson to really, I think the key is getting the ball inside, trying to slow down the pace. You don't want to play at a fast pace because Silver Lake's just got three quick guards, and Graybill and Bruckman and Morris. So you don't want to be giving them extra opportunities there. You don't want to be playing at a fast pace because Silver Lake will just wear you down. So I look for them to slow the pace down, get the ball inside, and get Kelsey Biltoff active in the scoring. But another thing, you know, there is so much on the line tonight, so you never know what kind of game you're going to get, Rob. And you don't know if Lawrence Nelson, obviously, they've got a lot to play for.
Right.
Not only are they playing to end the Silver Lake's perfect season, this is a rivalry game, and it's for the Twin Valley Conference Championship, which, like we said, Lawrence Nelson has not won since 2003. You know that their players are gunning for it. They're ready to win this one.
I found it very interesting talking to Coach Crow last night, Silver Lake's coach, about what this tournament actually means, what the conference title actually means. When you're looking at the big picture, getting to state, getting through your sub-districts and your districts and getting into that state competition and try to, you know, make that your goal. And Silver Lake does better than any other team I've seen in this position before at looking at one game at a time. And he flat out told us yesterday that this conference tournament means a lot to Silver Lake. One, because they haven't won it in so long, and two, because that's how they look at things. One step at a time, one game at a time, and now they're one game away from getting that first title in a long time. And it is just a credit to Coach Crow and his girls that they can keep that mentality going for so long. I mean, let's face it. 17-0 is a pretty hefty mark, and Silver Lake is all but assured getting into that championship or getting into their into the state tournament this year. But they're not letting down. They're still playing. They still got their foot in the accelerator.
Well, and you know, I just think half the thing is for Silver Lake is they don't they don't want to be dethroned. I mean, they've got that Twin Valley Conference Championship. You know, the last 2 years they've won, and they don't want to have a team come out and knock them off because that's how they're known. They're the Twin Valley Conference Championships. They want to be known as the best team in the Twin Valley Conference. And so, you know, you think that Coach Crow and the way that he's been talking about his players and how they're focused for every game, that they're ready to go tonight and keep that mentality and keep the image that they have in the Twin Valley Conference champions as the top team to beat.
Well, and I tell you, Lawrence Nelson, one of those teams that any team that plays Silver Lake at this point is gunning for them. You play your season now, especially in the position that Lawrence Nelson is. They're going to have to fight their way through their sub-districts and their districts to get into state. And it would really look good, and those PowerPoints would come out very positive for them in NSAA if they would be able to knock off Silver Lake. It would certainly give them a very, very positive boost.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Rob. Right now, they're not so far out of the playoff picture. They're sitting at number 9 in Class D2 right now in an 8-team state field. If you knock off the number 1 team in Class D1, I would think that you were probably looking on the inside, but then you got to finish the season strong in the districts and everything like that. So you never know what can happen, but this would be a huge step in the confidence that Lawrence Nelson would close out the season if they're able to get the win over Silver Lake tonight.
Well, absolutely, and they are a team that is playing with a little bit of momentum and a little bit of confidence. I mean, they look pretty sharp against a very tough Deschler team yesterday, and I don't want to take anything away from Deschler. Deschler, with a sub-500 record, came into this tournament as the number 10 seed. They beat number 7 Franklin to advance. Then they beat Kennesaw for the second time, and then they just ran out of gas when they hit Lawrence Nelson. So Lawrence Nelson is one of those teams that is a streaking team, and they are they're making the most of it right now.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and take a quick break while we're just about 2 minutes away from tip-off. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll have our starting lineups for you, and then we'll have a little bit of time to talk about the setup for how these teams are going to have to face off against each other in just a little bit. So stay with us. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 at KLIQFM.com.
Deaker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deaker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deaker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Twin Valley Conference Girls Basketball Championship game from Donovan. Rob Osmond, Tyson Hebronick with you. Silver Lake Mustangs put it all on the line against the Lawrence Nelson Lady Raiders here in just a few moments. As we prepare now for our starting lineups brought to you by New Tech Seed, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, proud sponsors of our starting lineups. Silver Lake will be the home team tonight, so let's go through the Lawrence Nelson Lady Raiders starting lineups for you. Kathy Biltoff, the head coach. We're expecting to see Brittany Miller on the starting lineup tonight, a 5'5 senior. Kristen Drudick is a 5'6 junior. Marissa Covanda is a 5'6 junior. Lisa Pohlmeier is a 5'4 junior. And Kelsey Biltoff is a 6'1 sophomore. Those are our expected starters for Coach Kathy Biltoff and the Lawrence Nelson Lady Raiders. For the Silver Lake Mustangs under head coach Keith Crow, again, number 1 in D1, undefeated. They'll send up Cammy Bruckman. She is a 5'9 senior to the starting lineup. Bailey Morris is a 5'3 junior guard, and Shelby Ruprecht is a 5'11 senior. Chloe Gibson is a 5'6 senior, and Kayla Tim is a 5'9 senior. Pretty solid lineup all the way around. Again, head coach for Silver Lake is Keith Crow, the math magician, if you will, as we explained yesterday, the chess magician or something like that. I think we dubbed him. One of those players that does a absolutely fantastic job.
Yeah, he's one of the better coaches as far as getting his game plan set, getting the strategy ready to go, and being able to make second half adjustment.
Okay, we're getting the starting lineups here underway. The girls are on the court in line. Silver Lake is in their home white jerseys with the maroon stripe down the side. Visiting team Lawrence Nelson Raiders are in there, away black with a white stripe down the side. Got a pretty good crowd on hand. It's filled in fast, and of course, Silver Lake always has a good following, and Lawrence Nelson, of course, has their people.
Yeah, and they're going to be coming out, like I said, Rob, we talked about this earlier. Not only is this for the Twin Valley Conference Championship, but these are two of the bigger rivals in the Twin Valley Conference, regardless of whatever sport, whether it's football, boys basketball, girls basketball, even in track. This is one of the biggest rivalries in the Twin Valley Conference, and so fans coming out because not only are they going to know they're going to get a great game, but like you said, championships on the line tonight.
Yeah, absolutely, and clearly it means a lot. I'm just kind of looking at as they make their starting announcements here to see who was starting, and they're just announcing everyone on the roster right now because we knew that Coach Kathy Biltoff was going to maybe switch her lineup around and wanted to make sure that we got the right starters, and I guess we won't know until they actually get up and out there as they continue to introduce the Silver Lake girls as we speak, and they're putting a little pomp and circumstances, and it's kind of creating a nice little playoff-type atmosphere here. It's got a little bit of excitement in the air, and looking forward to an absolutely fantastic game.
Okay, here we go for Lawrence Nelson. Their starting lineup, yep. Number 12, Brittany Miller, as we said.
Kristen Drudick as well gets started. She's out there. Good. 2 for 2 so far. Chelsea Stempler. Temper gets the start tonight.
Covanda will start as well. Lawrence Nelson.
All right.
So Holmeyer will come off the bench here for Silver Lake, for Lawrence Nelson.
Right. So Chelsea Stepper gets the start in place of Lisa Holmeyer. So you can expect there's just that small little change here. Kelsey Biltoff is, of course, the big one for Lawrence Nelson, as expected. The Silver Lake girls are all set up, and these Twin Valley Conference tournaments turn out to be a lot more fun than you think they are.
Well, and I think it is just because of the way this whole thing is set up. Lawrence Nelson is already playing playoff basketball right now. They need to continue winning. They need to continue their hot streak, and you know, fans really do get excited about the Twin Valley Conference tournament. It's like a little mini state tournament within itself.
Well, yeah, exactly. You're right, because when you go to Lincoln for the state tournament, it is an entirely different atmosphere because you're playing, you know, against teams from all over the state at that conference. Here, there are built-in rivalries. Here, there is built-in excitement, and the teams play each other typically during the season anyway, but it all comes down to, hey, can you do it at conference time? Can you do it at conference tournament time?
Yeah, and that's just one of the things, like we talked about earlier, with the coaches, and they see each other 2 or 3 times a year, and then you get into the conference tournaments, and you always want to see what teams get brought out. You know, these conference tournaments, they make the best out of the players, and it's just like it's always fun. The conference tournament was always fun. When we played in the Centennial Conference tournaments, you knew the people you were playing because you played them in the regular season, and this was the time to show that we could make the second half adjustments in the tournament time.
Shelby Ruprecht and Kelsey Biltoff going for the tip-off as we get underway here for this championship game. It's going to be won by Lawrence Nelson, and wasting no time getting a shot off real quick was Chelsea Stemper from down the court, and it is going to be no good. Rebound goes to Silver Lake. Silver Lake comes back. Cammy Brockman throws up a shot. Foul on the play. And it'll be on Silver Lake. Cammy Bruckman picks up the first foul of the ball game. Just underway here, opening quarter. Scoreless for the championship game for the girls from the Twin Valley Conference. Hustling it up court now is Kristen Drudick. Shot, 3-point shot goes in and out from Kristen Drudick, and it's no good. Bailey Morris with the board, hustles it back up. She goes up for the layup on the right side, gets it to go up and in, scores our first points of the night. Bailey Morris, strong drive and a great finish to put 2 points on the board for Silver Lake. Full court pressure now. Cammy Bruckman goes against it. Good pick set to open things up as the Raiders break the press and come back. working the right side now. Brittany Miller being covered by Chloe Gibson. Way outside the arc, passes over to Stemper. Stemper getting worked on by Bailey Morris. Passes inside underneath to Drudick. Back to Miller. Back to Drudick on the wing on the left side. Miller now with it, works it to the center of the court, gives it to Kovanda. Kovanda will give it over to the right side and then get it right back going baseline against Ruprecht. Puts it up and over. It's going to be short. Rebound's going to go to Cammy Bruckman of the Mustangs, and the Mustangs get it back and a chance to stretch this lead. They're up 2-0. 6:20 to go in the opening quarter. Championship game for the Twin Valley Conference. Shot right on the two, right on the line from Chloe Gibson. It's no good. She'll get her own rebound. Good follow-up. Haley Morris now works with Kayla Tim. Tim gives it back inside to Gibson. Gibson puts it up. It's going to draw the foul. As she drives inside, had about 2 foot inside the paint when she put it up and was fouled in the process. Foul's going to be on Brittany Miller. Gibson to the line now. First shot is up and around and off. Second shot coming from Silver Lake. Gibson shot is up. Good rotation. Drops on in. 3-0 our score. Silver Lake on top. Breaking the press now are the Raiders. On the baseline, up and in it goes. Good aggressive move by Marissa Kovanda as she works the right side of that baseline and puts it in off the board for two. It's a 3-2 ball game now. Silver Lake up by one. Chloe Gibson now at the top of the key. Works to her right. To Bruckman. Bruckman goes inside the paint. Jump shot running or falling away from it. Can't go. Rebound goes to the Raiders. Kelsey Biltoff was there to haul it down. Raiders now back in business. Biltoff goes down. She goes off the backboard. It's no good from the baseline. Picked up by Kayla Tim. And she'll hustle it up or pass it off to Bruckman. Bruckman loses it. Good pressure from Kristen Drudick. And the Raiders get it back and a chance to take the lead now. Brittany Miller works to the left side. Picks up Drudick. Drudick bounces pass over to the right to Kovanda. Kovanda goes up for two, a long two, but it's no good. Shelby Ruprecht with the rebound for the Mustangs. Comes back 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. 3-2, Silver Lake on top. Gibson now works to her left to Ruprecht. Ruprecht back to Bailey Morris. Morris to Gibson. Gibson thinks about it. Pops it for three. Gets a good look at it. It's a deep shot. Rebound is going to go to Kelsey Biltoff. Biltoff hauls it down for the Raiders. And Lawrence Nelson works it up, and another opportunity to take the lead. Brittany Miller at the top of the key, eyes that Mustang defense, backs off, passes it over to the right side, picked up by Stemper. Stemper goes right back to Miller now in the wing on the right side. Back underneath now, and back to Miller inside the paint, or inside the three-point line. Shot is up, in and out it goes. Shelby Ruprecht gets the board, passes up to Morris. Morris hustles down, stops inside the paint. She's going to travel. She stopped in the paint. You can tell she wanted to dish it off. But Kayla Tim was pretty well covered.
Just indecision there on Bailey Morris as far as where she wanted to go with the ball. Coach Crow's going to call a timeout here. Silver Lake, we're just kind of waiting for them to really open it up. They've been really slow offensively there, and they're playing at Lawrence Nelson's pace right now.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's why I think Keith Crow's got a little bit of concern on them. They're only holding to a one-point lead, and Lawrence Nelson's had a couple opportunities to try to get in there and could take this lead and get control of this game early.
Well, and that's one of the things that when you talk to Coach Crow, you know that he loves to play at that fast pace because he knows that there's not a lot of teams that are conditioned to play with his girls at that fast pace, and so when they start to play to the pace of Lawrence Nelson, that's when I think he's just drawing some concerns. Seeing how they're going to open up the offense. He's probably drawn a few more plays. He's trying to open up the offense a little more.
Exactly. That just feeds right into Lawrence Nelson's game plan. Kathy Biltoff has an excellent track record as Lawrence Nelson will have the ball now, working it up the right side. Kovanda, no press from the Mustangs. Kovanda dishes off. Shot from the wing. It's going to go. Natasha Werman drops it in for two. Lawrence Nelson now shifting that defense to follow Silver Lake. Bruckman now over on the left side, tries to go baseline, gets cut off, knocked out of bounds. Kristen Drudick was all over Bruckman. And you got to love the defensive aggressiveness on Lawrence Nelson so far.
Yeah, they're playing Silver Lake really tight. They're not really going into a zone. They're sticking with the man, and it's really paying off for them here so far in this first quarter.
Ruprecht gets the inbound pass. He'll put it up quick. It bounces around. It's no good. Rebound goes to the Raiders, hauled down by Covanda, and they'll work it up. The Raiders will to beat that press. Didn't never give it a chance to develop. Brittany Miller now with the ball at the top of the key. Goes to the right side to Drudick. Drudick right back to Miller with a very hard pass. This is close range. Drudick up for three. Her shot is short off the rim. Rebound goes to Bailey Morris off of Shelby Ruprecht. And Morris will hustle it back. Lawrence Nelson, our shot goes up. Who made that shot?
That is Bailey Morris, little jumper.
Very nice. I looked down to see that the Raiders briefly had the lead. And now that press is going to work as the Mustangs cause a little bit of chaos in the backcourt for Lawrence Nelson, and the Mustangs will get it back into the ballgame now for the Mustangs, Jenna Grable and Carmi Grigg. They'll be getting a lot of playing time as they try to take advantage of this. They have the lead now, 5-4. Three-point shot from Morris, way up and over, but the Mustangs will get the board. Shelby Ruprecht gets the offensive rebound for Silver Lake. Ruprecht now over on the left side, thought about going for three, but gives it back to Morris. Bounce pass inside is going to be picked off, and Morris is going to fight to get it back. She does, as she wrestled Drudick for it briefly. Mustangs got it. Bruckman inside the paint, gets it up to go. Nice turn to the right, and Cammie Bruckman drops it in for her first two of the night. 7-4. Silver Lake on top by three again. No press. Covanda brings it up now on the right side, gives it back to Miller. Miller works it to Pohlmeier over on the right side. Back to Miller. Lisa Pohlmeier now back at the top of the key with the ball. Back to Miller, trying to work that left side, getting covered by Bailey Morris. Ships it over to the right side. Kristen Drudick goes up and inside to Miller. Miller comes right back. Drudick goes for three. Good pressure from Bruck. He'll get the rebound. Long pass up ahead to Shelby Ruprecht. Breakaway up and in. No, it did not go in, but Ruprecht will draw the foul as she made a strong run, and that was just a good read by Bruckman to throw that up ahead for Ruprecht to run underneath.
And it's one of the things that Ruprecht's not really associated with, that the outlet passing and getting down court really fast, and she does as an open look at the basket and a good hard foul there from
Kristen Drudick.
From Drudick, yeah, to just force her to force the shot, force a tougher shot so that they don't get the easy 2 points.
Yep, absolutely. Ruprecht misses her first from the free throw. Raiders make some substitutions now. Shot from Ruprecht is up. It's off the mark, and the Raiders will run it down and work it up that right side. Hustle from Stemper to get it up to Miller now at the top of the key. Pass underneath, wide open. Was Natasha Werman. Shot is no good. Rebound goes to Morris. She'll hustle it up now. Tries to work across the top of the key and can't get inside, so she'll pull back and now work to the left with Ruprecht. Ruprecht now back to Graybill, who shoots for three, way off the mark. Rebound bounces around and rolls out of bounds. Silver Lake's going to get it back. Good positioning by the Mustangs as Shelby Ruprecht heads to the bench. Kayla Tim back in the contest for Silver Lake. Silver Lake up by three, 1:14 to go in the first quarter. 7-4, shot from the baseline, bounces around. Morris can't get it, reaching underneath. Was Kayla Tim for the board. She's going to be fouled in the process. Ball was kind of bouncing around, and Tim had good position and had good control of it. Foul's going to be called on Kelsey Biltoff. Her shot from Tim is no good. So far, the Mustangs pretty cold from the free throw line. 1 for 5. Tim's second shot is up. It's off the mark. But Silver Lake's going to hustle and get the rebound and get it right back and get another opportunity with 1:05 to go in the first quarter.
Good job by Chloe Gibson to work through the box out and to get position and to get the Silver Lake another offensive possession.
Tim had a good position inside, but then he got cut off nicely by the Lawrence Nelson defense. Raiders doing a good job of adjusting to the passing attack here of Silver Lake. Tim now outside the arc to the right side, gives it back to Grayville. Bounce pass inside, reaching around was Miller to try to knock it away, but the Mustangs will get it back. Bailey Morris working with it, and I think we've got a three-second violation.
Yeah, I believe they either called three-second violation or 5 seconds too closely guarded, as Morris was struggling to try to get around the point player, Miller.
Regardless, the Mustangs will turn it over. Raiders have it back now. Kelsey Biltop has it just inside the three-point arc at the top of the key. Bounce around the left side. Stemper goes up for three, and it's good. Kelsey Stemper hits their big three, and the Raiders have tied it up at seven with 10 seconds to go in the first quarter. Going for this last shot. Kayla Tin now inside to Gibson. Gibson makes a pass, going to be knocked out of bounds, turned over. Pass was behind Carmi Griggs. 3 seconds are on the clock.
Lawrence Nelson got to be really happy with the way they're playing right now. Coach Biltoff, 7-7 tie with Silver Lake here as we towards the end of the first quarter.
And Miller left it run before she could get it. She was at half court when she threw it out, but her timing just a little bit off, too. The second quarter tied up at seven. We'll take a quick break and come back with second quarter. You're listening to the championship game from the Twin Valley Conference on The Breeze 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Scoop Agency Incorporated in Campbell wishes the Silver Lake and all the area athletes good luck. Scoop Agency Incorporated serves you with farm, auto, home, and crop insurance. They'll help you with the best prices and the best protection possible. Call the Scoop Agency at 402-756-8661. And it's a good idea to meet with your agent annually to make sure you're fully covered. Scoop Agency Incorporated, security is their business, service is their watchword. Scoop Agency Incorporated in Campbell, Nebraska.
Farmers, now is a good time to consider moving grain from the bin, and AgRex Incorporated is ready to assist. AgRex provides many advantages that will work with any operation. Fast unload, on-the-farm pickup, storage, and deferred marketing programs, aggressive pricing, and of course, courteous service are all trademarks of AgRex, plus after-hours quotes are available too.
Call 402-262-2255. AgRex Incorporated in DeWeese and Oak. AgRex Incorporated proudly supports the area high school teams and athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Second quarter underway. Silver Lake with the ball tied up. Skruprecht misses a three-pointer from the left side, and then we're going to get a double dribble from Bailey Morris. A little surprised to see that. Raiders will get it back. Chance to take the lead one more time. They were up briefly 5-4 back in the first quarter. Great game plan for Kathy Biltoff and the Lawrence Nelson Raiders thus far. Now the pressure kind of tightens as Cammy Bruckman works Miller over pretty well. Miller's able to break it, gets it inside to Biltoff. Biltoff can't get it. Ruprecht will get the board very aggressively and then pass it down to Morris.
Yeah, I think we're going to see Silver Lake try to open things up a little bit more offensively. You already saw the tighter pressure defensively. They're really getting in the face of the Lawrence Nelson Raiders right now.
We can expect that game plan change, and then Morris tries to hit Bruckman. Bruckman's cutting the wrong way. Pass goes out of bounds, a rare miscue for Silver Lake. Great opportunity here again for Lawrence Nelson as they work it up the left side. Chelsea Stemper getting double-teamed, working against Morris and Ruprecht. We're going to get a timeout from Kathy Biltoff, and that was a wise decision.
Very smart decision. The time is winding down there with a closely guarded double-team there. Just take a timeout and work a play out of this because I think, if you're Lawrence Nelson and you're playing at that style of pace where you want to keep this game into the 30s, every one of these possessions is going to start to matter, and every time that you give the Silver Lake Mustangs the ball on those 5 second close to the guarded turn, penalties, you're just looking at Silver Lake. They normally don't miss. They normally don't miss their opportunities. They've made a few uncharacteristic mistakes, which I'm going to point out. Bailey Morris with three of the four Silver Lake turnovers, one on a travel, one on a double dribble, and then one on a pass that I think was just a misread with her and
Cammy Bruckman.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly. Okay, we're back to action now. 7:07 to go in the first half. Still tied up at seven. Stemper works inside, picks up Covanda. Covanda feeds Biltoff inside. Her shot was well short. Cammy Bruckman's able to haul it down. Spins herself out of trouble. Gives it back to Bailey Morris. Morris now goes inside to Bruckman. Bruckman tries to weave her way through traffic. She'll back out. Give it back to Chloe Gibson now. Shelby Ruprecht all alone outside the arc, does not take a shot, gives it to Tim. Tim to Bruckman. Bruckman goes inside, draws some traffic, pass back to Bailey Morris now. Morris working around, has it knocked away by Chelsea Stemper of the Raiders, but gets it back. Mustangs trying to get things going. Bruckman makes a pass inside, tries to get to Tim, but Tim had already passed the spot, and another uncharacteristic turnover, and Lawrence Nelson with another opportunity to take the lead. Inside, Stemper gives it back to Miller. Miller's outside the arc now on the right side. Passes inside to Biltoff. Biltoff gives it back to Miller, being covered by Bailey Morris. Inside to Biltoff. Biltoff tried to get baseline. Crowd wanted a traveling call. Didn't get it. Raiders back in business now. It's Miller out to the top of the key now to Biltoff. Biltoff works to Stemper. Stemper goes inside to Covanda. Covanda kicks it back out. Drudik bounce pass inside to Biltoff. Is going to go off. The Mustang looks like it went off Shelby Ruprecht's leg, and the Raiders will maintain possession with 5:44 to go in the first half. Still tied up at 7. No score thus far in the second quarter here. Three-point shot from Miller was no good. Rebound went to Cammy Bruckman. The Mustangs get it back with a chance to reclaim this lead. Morris with it, being covered by Chelsea Stemper. She'll bounce pass over to Chloe Gibson. Gibson back to Bruckman at the top of the key. Bruckman passes to Tim. Tim puts it up inside. Control foot off the backcourt. It goes in. Kayla Tim gets her first points of the night. It's a 9-7 game. Mustangs back with the lead by 2 now. Miller breaks the press with Kelsey Biltoff. All the way across the court now. Pass from Miller. Three-point shot from Stemper's up. It's no good. Rebound's going to go to Bailey Morris. Morris hustles it up quick, trying to work her way down as she cuts through traffic. Dishes to Tim. Tim puts it on and off the right side. Very nicely done. Clean shot. Perfect read. Kayla Tim gets the two. And now Bruckman now trying to disrupt the passing lane on the return from the Raiders. They'll break that press. Shot goes up. It's a two-pointer. No good from Kristen Drudik. And Morris now hustles it up. She'll dump shot to Bruckman this time. Bruckman can't get it to go, but Ruprecht gets an arm up and gets the board for the Mustangs. Hands it off to Morris down. The Mustangs will slow the pace down. Up by 4 now. 11-7. Tim on the right side gives to Ruprecht. Ruprecht gets a little pressure from Miller. Kicks it back to Tim. Back to Ruprecht at the top of the key. Around the left side. Almost picked off. Miller all alone inside. Gets it too deep off her shot. Rebound goes to the Raiders. Good position by Brittany Miller. Gets it. Bruckman now trying to disrupt things again. It's broken this time. Chelsea Stemper comes up to help, and she'll hustle it over to Biltoff now on the left side, on the wing, inside. Pass to Drudik. Drudik bounce pass over to Stemper. Stemper being covered by Chloe Gibson. She'll give it inside to Drudik now, trying to feed Biltoff inside. Biltoff gets it. Turnaround jumper is no good. Rebound's going to go to Shelby Ruprecht, and Ruprecht will bring it back herself now after Bailey Morris was getting some pressure, and Ruprecht will give it to Morris now. Working the right side now with Kayla Tim inside to Gibson, just outside the paint. Her pass attempt to Bruckman is going to be batted away by Brittany Millen. I think we've got a jump ball, and Lawrence Nelson is going to get the possession.
So far, the only 4 points scored in the quarter have been both by Kayla Tim, and she provided the spark there to get Silver Lake an 11-7 lead.
Tough defensive play on both sides have limited the opportunities for the Raiders and the Mustangs. Raiders now with the ball. Left side on the wing is Covanda. All alone, she'll go for three. It's going to be no good. Right in the hands of Bailey Morris. She'll hustle it up across center court to drive inside. And I think we're going to get a drive.
Going to get a charge?
Charging on Bailey Morris. So that's two calls against her that are a little bit hard to believe.
They're uncharacteristic, Rob.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking at Keith Groves. He's giving the official a earful right now. But it did not look like the defender had that opportunity to set because Morris was still driving. Three-point shot the other way from the Raiders is no good from Kristen Drudik. Mustangs will hustle it back, and Bailey Morris again throws it out of bounds. Chloe Gibson jumped as high as she could, and that ball was still over her head. 11-7, the score still, with 2:44 to go in the first half.
It just looks like Morris is just trying to do too much offensively. I think he just needs to settle down and just play their style of offense.
Mustangs hold to this four-point lead now, 11-7. Raiders trying to knock on that door and close that gap a little bit. Shot inside from Natasha Werman is no good. Morris will hustle it back and work her way down off the backboard is no good. And the Raiders just kind of defensively ran along it and let her miss that shot. Well played by Lawrence Nelson. Raiders now with the ball. Drudik to Werman, to Pohlmeier. Inside to Covanda. Covanda gets knocked to the court. Ball's going to go knocked out of bounds, and I think Silver Lake's going to get it back.
Right now, Rob, Lawrence Nelson's got to be really happy with what they're seeing. Even though they haven't scored any points here in the second quarter, that's a hold of the Silver Lake to 11 with 1:53 to go. It's got to be a very good feeling for Kathy Kiltaugh.
Absolutely. A very low-scoring event would favor Lawrence Nelson, especially at this. Ruprecht underneath is going to get the bucket. Perfect pass from Bailey Morris on target that time, and Shelby Ruprecht gets it, gets the bucket and the boo-boo. Fourth team foul for the Raiders. Foul's going to be called on Marissa Covanda, her first shot from Ruprecht, and only shot is up and in. So Ruprecht completes a three-point play. It's a 14-7 ball game in favor of Silver Lake now. Lawrence Nelson, 1:30 to go in the first half. Lawrence Nelson's shot is going to be blocked by Bruckman. Chelsea Stemper went up for the shot just inside the three-point line, and Bruckman was all over it. Mustangs with the ball now. Graybill at the top of the key. Dishes off to Bruckman. Back to Jenna Graybill. Her three-point shot is up just off the mark. Rebound's going to go to the Raiders. Bruckman tries to disrupt it, but the Raiders break it. Pass up ahead now to Brittany Miller. Miller's going to pull back. 1 minute to go in the first half. Morris giving some tough defense. Stemper now works her way on the right side, getting covered by Bruckman. She'll pass just outside the paint now. Now it's at the top of the key, back in the hands on the right side of Lisa Pohlmeier. To Stemper, to Miller on the left. Pass to Pohlmeier. Pohlmeier will dish it off to Covanda. Now to Miller, under 30 seconds to go. Mustangs content with just playing tight defense, not trying to force anything. Inside, Bailey Morris is going to reach around and try to knock away a pass. And call just not going her way.
Do you really get the feeling, though, Rob, that Lawrence Nelson is going to have to score on this possession here, because Silver Lake is just starting to build up that momentum, just starting to get it all going offensively. So they need to disrupt that with a quick score here in the last 19 seconds.
Inbound pass now from the Raiders. Clock starts at 18 seconds now. Pohlmeier works to the right side. Stemper thought about going for three. Back to Pohlmeier. 10 seconds. On the clock. 2-point shot from the wing is going to be no good from Stemper. Rebound's going to be batted around. And Silver Lake's going to be content with a 7-point lead at halftime. And the Raiders score new points in that second quarter. We'll take a quick break and come back with our Allens of Hastings halftime show in a very low-scoring affair here in Donovan for the championship game with the Twin Valley Conference Girls Basketball Tournament on the Breeze, 94.5 at KLIQFM.com.
Reggie's Bar and Grill in Roseland congratulates all the Silver Lake athletes on their hard work and enthusiasm on the field and in the classroom. Reggie's Bar and Grill is open every day and features homemade noon food specials, charbroiled food, your favorite refreshments, and karaoke the second Saturday of each month. Friends, food, and fun. It's Reggie's Bar and Grill in Roseland. And when the game is over tonight, stop by Reggie's Bar and Grill. They're open until 1 a.m. And from Reggie's, please don't drink and drive.
Bladen Sand and Gravel backs all the Silver Lake sports teams and wishes the Mustangs good luck this season. May the athletic values of teamwork, enthusiasm, fair play, and hard work carry over to the rest of life. Bladen Sand and Gravel is the place for all your excavating, sand, and gravel needs with four pit locations in South Central Nebraska. Give Phil a call at 756-1261 or 402-462-0209. Bladen Sand and Gravel in Bladen, a proud supporter of Silver Lake academics and athletics. Accidents kill 1 million children each year around the world and permanently disable many more. Almost all of these injuries are preventable. Allen's, the You Get More Superstore, recognizes National Child Injury Prevention Week with this message. Slow down, watch for children walking to and from school, and always make sure your children are properly restrained in the correct restraint system for their age and size each and every time they ride in a motor vehicle.
We're the You Get More Superstore.
Make the school year fun and full of color with Gorilla Crayons.
Shop and spin it around.
The Breeze 94.5.
Donovan High School, Rob Osmond, Tyson Hebronick with you on the Allens of Hastings Halftime Show, brought to you by Allens, the You Get More Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings, proud sponsors of our halftime show. Very low-scoring affair going on here for the championship game for the Twin Valley Conference. Silver Lake on top, 14-7 over the Raiders, and who'd have thought that Silver Lake could be up by a touchdown at halftime and only scored 14 points?
Well, yeah, Well, the thing that stuck out to me in that second quarter, Lawrence Nelson getting 0 points and still only down by 7 at halftime to the number one team in Class D1, Silver Lake. This game right now is really playing into Lawrence Nelson's favor.
Yep.
Because they want to keep this low-scoring game. We mentioned in the pregame show what Lawrence Nelson had to do if they wanted to knock off the 17-0 number one team in Class D1, Silver Lake, and get their first championship since 2003. We said they needed to rebound the ball well, and we said they needed to get ball control. So I'll give them a B. Because the rebounding game is definitely going in Silver Lake's favor now.
Clearly.
Silver Lake with 16 defensive boards, 6 offensive boards, 10 defensive boards for Lawrence Nelson, but 0 offensive rebounds, 0 second half, or excuse me, 1 offensive rebound there on that last drive with 19 seconds when Biltoff had a second opportunity, and it was a clean block by Bruckman. But right now the battle in that aspect is clearly going the way of Silver Lake. However, then you turn it around. Silver Lake making a lot of uncharacteristic mistakes on offense. They've turned the ball over 7 times, and 4 in the first quarter, 3 in the second quarter, and just whether it was uncharacteristic penalties from Bailey Morris at the point guard or just sloppy passing. Silver Lake has not been able to stretch the lead out because of 7 turnovers, whereas Lawrence Nelson doing a very good job of slowing that pace down when they're on offense. They've only committed 2 turnovers here in this game.
You know, it makes you wonder because Silver Lake beat Shelton last night, 65-36 in the semifinal, and it makes you wonder, is their timing disrupted because of the lopsided score and the fact that a lot of the starters didn't play late into the fourth quarter or get that, because Bailey Morris, I don't think I've ever seen her play like she has now. The double dribble, the errant passes, the traveling calls and things like that. It's like, gosh, they're just starting to add up. Or I think their rhythm is off. I don't think the Mustangs are clicking yet. Either that or Lawrence Nelson has just made some adjustments that have made things really difficult for Silver Lake.
Well, Lawrence Nelson in the matchup against Deschler, they actually came out and they had to play a tough second half because that game was close until they were able to open it up with outscoring the Dragons 21-10 there in that second half. So Lawrence Nelson, the team that's really playing fresh, they're playing that kind of style of basketball where they got to play to get the victory. Well, whereas you saw in the Silver Lake matchup, their players were really, the starters were pretty much on the bench by the fourth quarter and much into the third quarter. So you could have a point there. I'm not sure if it's just not that Silver Lake.
I just think they're out of sync.
They seem out of sync offensively, but I also think they're playing to the pace of Lawrence Nelson. But I think you got to contribute a lot of that to the way Lawrence Nelson is playing. They've been playing man-to-man with some help side defense. And they're rotating very well because we know that Silver Lake wears down teams with that quick passing attack and they just go all around the perimeter, and they will eventually wear out a team. Lawrence Nelson so far with the rotation help has been much better than we saw them last week against Silver Lake when they played in Roseland.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, that's a lesson learned by Coach Kathy Biltoff of the Raiders, and you got to imagine that the adjustments made are showing up on the scoreboard right now. It's that's just that Lawrence Nelson's not able to put the points up when they're given those opportunities. So that could be the issue right there. But, again, normally on a game that you're going to tell me it's going to be decided by defense, I'm going to tell you Silver Lake's going to have the advantage. But this game is actually just the opposite. I think it actually feeds into the strength of Lawrence Nelson to make a game out of this, and this could be a big upset in the making here.
Well, it's just, and I'm wondering where the quote-unquote tenaciousness of Coach Crow's defense is. We haven't seen it. Like we said, Lawrence Nelson, only two turnovers, and one of them did come off that full-court press. But other than that, they're really not doing a whole lot to get in the face of the Lawrence Nelson shooters. They're letting them have that outside key. Now, granted, Lawrence Nelson hasn't capitalized on that. Obviously, they've missed 16 shots with Silver Lake getting 16 defensive boards. So that tells you right there that they're not really capitalizing on the shots. But Silver Lake's really not getting in their face. I mean, they're playing well considering the pace that they're playing at. But Silver Lake's one of those teams that they're going to want to run up and down the floor, build a lead, get some momentum going. And I think that we're really going to decide this game early in the third quarter. Will we see Silver Lake come out in their full court press and just play with that intensity that we saw against Shelton? Or will we see this continue? Because if this continues, we're going to see Lawrence Nelson take this late into the fourth quarter.
Absolutely. It'll definitely tighten up a little bit. We're going to take a quick break and come right back with our second half action in this championship game for the girls at stake, the Twin Valley Conference Championship. From Donovan on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Halls Oil Incorporated proudly supports all of the Silver Lake athletes, teams, and coaches. Halls Oil has truckloads and semi-truckloads of fuel delivery, gas, diesel, or propane. Halls Oil also carries a complete line of Chevron lubricants by the barrel or in bulk. Halls Oil also has a selection of tires and batteries. Call Halls Oil in Campbell or Wilcox for all of your petroleum needs. Call 402-756-8691. Good luck, Mustangs, from Halls Oil Incorporated in Campbell and Wilcox. Rain and hail crop insurance products offered through the Kroll Agency give you a long-standing, stable company with innovative products, services, and ideas for your operation. Stop by and visit with the Kroll Agency for all your risk management needs by sales closing date of March 15, 2010. Contact any of the Kroll Agency offices in Kennesaw, Hastings, Roseland, and Minden. The Kroll Agency Incorporated, Kennesaw, Hastings, Roseland, and Minden. Rain and Hail LLC is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to the championship game of the Twin Valley Conference. From Donovan, Rob Offen, Tyson Hebronick with you as we're watching the Silver Lake Mustangs and the Lawrence Nelson Lady Raiders going at it. The Mustangs on top, 14-7. And they watched the second quarter where Lawrence Nelson put nothing through the hoop. And a lot of opportunities missed on both sides, actually. Results in a very low-scoring game here.
Yeah, and it's really just Lawrence Nelson's inability to get shots to fall. Now, granted, they've been taking them from some way out because Silver Lake has done a great job of filling the down low. They've been doing a great job of making sure that baseline can get through to the baseline. So they've been taking their shots from the outside, you know, whether you're shooting from the beyond the three-point line or maybe just inside it. So they haven't really, Lawrence Nelson hadn't got the ability to penetrate unless what we saw, I guess, there's 7 points, actually. Four of them came off a missed free throw that the person in the block came out and they just got the outlet pass and drove up for a quick 2 points. So that's another thing we didn't talk about during the halftime show was Silver Lake really poor from the free throw line today. I think, what, they went 1-for-6?
Yeah, 1-for-6 we've got so far. Their leading scorer, by the way, Kayla Tim and Bailey Morris with 4 points each in the first half. Chelsea Stemper has 3 for Lawrence Nelson. The only fouls to speak of, Bailey Morris has 2, and there are 3 Raiders with 1 each. So a very low fouling game as well, which you don't expect to see in a defensive struggle like this. That'll wrap up your Owls of Hastings halftime show. We're back to action here in the second half as the Silver Lake Mustangs will have the ball. Kayla Tim misses the pass, and it goes right to Chloe Gibson, and Gibson just dropped it in from 14 feet out. That's the way to get the second half started. for the Mustangs. 16-7 is our score. Lawrence Nelson now with the ball. Miller at the top of the key, works her way around to the left side, picks up Stemper to Biltoff now over in the wing, being covered by Kayla Tim. Biltoff, daughter of the coach, Kathy Biltoff, 6'1 and a sophomore. Speaks well of the future for the Lawrence Nelson Raiders. Raiders now have worked the ball around the arc now. Now they're at the top of the key to Drudik, to Miller. Nobody behind for Silver Lake. It was wide open, and the Mustangs are getting a little frustrated on defense now. Bounce pass over to the left side, picked up by Biltoff. Raiders have had the ball for quite some time here on this possession, but have yet to take a shot, content with working that ball around. Inside the Biltoff, double team now picked off by Morris. Morris pushes up ahead, goes off the backboard, and it's no good in the layup. They'll fight for the rebound. It's going to be kicked out, and the Raiders will walk away with it and work it up the court. Brittany Miller now passes over to the corner to Covanda, back to Miller, and to Drudik. Drudik being covered by Bruckman. We'll give it up now, working around again to the left side. As Covanda has come around to the left side now, pass underneath the Biltoff to Covanda. Covanda for three from the wing on the left side. Bounces around. Chloe Gibson there for the board. Will haul it down for the Mustangs. They'll push up ahead to Bruckman. Bruckman goes baseline. Throws it up from 10 feet out. Up and in it goes. Cammie Bruckman now has 4 points on the night. And Silver Lake on top 18-7. Raiders going a very extended period of time without scoring. 5:38 to go in the third quarter. Raiders didn't score in the second quarter at all.
They have gone 10 minutes and 12 seconds without a point,
which is an eternity,
especially in basketball.
That's inside the Biltoff. Biltoff will kick it right back to Drudik. To Drudik, and now we're going to get a timeout from Kathy Biltoff as the Raiders need to readjust the game plan. It'll be a full timeout, give us a chance to take a break as well. With 5:19 to go, the Silver Lake Mustangs on top. 18-7 over the Lawrence Nelson Raiders. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 at KLIQFM.com.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Tim Service in Bladen wishes the Silver Lake athletes and teams good luck and good sportsmanship. Tim Service is your convenience store in Bladen with food, other snacks, drinks, and much more. Gas and oil service, too. Tim Service also does auto and truck repair. ASE certified and is a Napa Auto Care Center installing quality Napa parts with 24-hour record service. Call Dennis at 402-756-1661 and make your next stop at Tim Service in Bladen, proudly supporting the Silver Lake Mustangs.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Raider timeout expires. They're back to action now. Lawrence Nelson with the ball. Still working it around the perimeter. Biltoff trying to work her way inside. Gets pressure. Now triple team. Finally kicks it back out to Brittany Miller. Miller goes inside. She'll put it up off the backboard. No good. Bailey Morris there for the board. She'll pass it up ahead to Chloe Gibson. Gibson has to pause to get control. She throws it up off balance. It's no good, but Shelby Ruprecht was there to haul it down. Now a three-point shot from Morris is no good. Bruckman was underneath. Whistle blows, and it's going to be a foul. Or did it just go out of bounds?
Just falling out of bounds.
Ball got knocked out of bounds off of Bruckman. So Lawrence Nelson will get it back. Have now gone over 11 minutes the Raiders have without scoring in this contest. Not since the five-minute mark of the first quarter, is that correct?
No, they put in a layup at 12 seconds to go in the first quarter to tie the game.
Raiders turn it over now, and ball was knocked out of bounds, so the Mustangs with the ball now. Chloe Gibson at the top of the key. Thought about going for three, drew a crowd. Now Ruprecht goes up. It's no good. Her shot is going to be rebounded by the Raiders. Good effort by Marissa Covanda to haul that one down. And the Raiders now back to work. Stemper weaves her way around the right side. Passes way over to a wide open Lisa Pohlmeier. Pohlmeier hesitates, does not take the shot. Gives it up to Covanda, to Miller now. Miller weaves her way inside the arc and then kicks it back out to Pohlmeier. Pohlmeier working with Stemper and now over to Miller. Pohlmeier once again, shot on the right side, again wide open. Inside, it's no good. Mustangs will get it back. Andy Bruckman has to reel it in as it almost went out of bounds. And Morris will hustle it up now. Chloe Gibson has it at the top of the key, getting pressure from Brittany Miller. Tough pressure, and she'll finally give it back to Morris. Morris has it swatted away. Out of bounds. Good pressure from Chelsea Stemper again.
I was incorrect about Lawrence Nelson's scoring drought. It's been since the 3:54 mark in the first quarter since they have scored.
Well, we've got 3 minutes and 17 seconds to go in the third quarter, and it has been a long drought for Lawrence Nelson. Off the screen now, Jenna Graybill in the contest for the Mustangs. She has it at the top of the key. She'll pass to the right to Bailey Morris. Morris works through a pick around Bruckman, gets it up and inside, but towed the line in doing so on the baseline as she was cutting around and back.
If we had a research department, Ace,
I thought you were the research department.
I think we have probably one of the lowest scoring games in Twin Valley Conference Championship history. 18-7 with 2:53 to play.
Unbelievable. Raiders now trying to knock on the door. Turnaround jumper is going to go, and finally Lawrence Nelson on the board. Marissa Covanda drops in her fourth point of the night at 2:41 to go in the third quarter. 18-9, our score. Mustangs on top. Three-point shot from Graybill is a bullet off the backboard. It's no good. Ruprecht gets the rebound. Ball no good and knocked out of bounds by Jenna Graybill, so the Raiders will get it back. And an opportunity now to put two shots together for Lawrence Nelson. Ruprecht now giving some backcourt pressure on Kelsey Biltoff. To Brittany Miller now. Miller goes right underneath inside the paint. Shot is up off the arc. It's no good from Grudek. Battle for it. Ball is knocked out of bounds. I think Lawrence Nelson will maintain possession. 2:11 to go in the third quarter. Still 18-9. Pohlmeier makes a long pass to Grudek. Grudek bounces inside to Miller. Miller back to Grudek. Grudek goes up for three. This one is just a little bit short. Kayla Tim was there for the Mustangs to haul it down. Under 2 minutes now to go in the third quarter. Still 18-9. Bailey Morris directing traffic. Gets Graybill to move to her left. Morris goes to a right-handed dribble. Gives off to Bruckman, who crosses in front. Bruckman puts it up. It's no good off the backboard from 10 feet. Kelsey Biltoff will haul it down for the Raiders. Lawrence Nelson back on offense now. Sets up to Pohlmeier, to Drudik. Pass inside. Right back to Grudek. Now Pohlmeier goes up for three. It's too deep. Rebound goes up and over Morris. And the Raiders will get back an offensive four. Three-point shot for Pohlmeier. This one's going to go. Lisa Pohlmeier passed the first three for Lawrence Nelson. It's 18-2, down by six that quick. For the Raiders, timeout. Keith Crow and Silver Lake. A short one, so we'll stay here with you. 1:13 to go in the third quarter and two shots back-to-back for the Raiders. Tighten up this score pretty quick.
And they were just shots that weren't falling earlier in the first half. And I think one of the things that Coach Biltoff has been telling her players in that last time out was, if you've got the open look, go ahead and take it, because we're not getting the ball down low. That's one of the things that they want to try to do, is get the ball down low, but it's running open right now. So if you've got open look and you feel confident, take that shot, and Pohlmeier does. And she gets Lawrence Nelson back in this game with 1:13 to play in the third quarter.
And she had three shots to get it. So even if you're hitting one out of three from three-point range, those 3 points add up quickly. And now we got ourselves a six-point ball game, 18-12, with 1:13 to go in the third quarter. Still a very low-scoring game, but it makes it all the more interesting for Lawrence Nelson as they try to battle back. They were down 18-7. And if that quickly turned it around.
And Silver Lake just hasn't been able to run the floor like they normally do. We normally see Silver Lake at that fast-paced offense, and they haven't been able to do that. Lawrence Nelson has been shutting that down. So this is a great defensive battle we're seeing here tonight.
Absolutely. So back to action now. Mustangs with the ball. Shelby Ruprecht goes inside the paint. She'll give it up to Bruckman. Bruckman to Morris. Morris comes inside. Her shot off the backboard, off balance, and no good. Rebound's going to go to Kelsey Biltoff of the Raiders. Bruckman gives some pressure, and then they'll finally break it. The Raiders will. Brittany Miller works to the left side. Lisa Pohlmeier sends it down to the wing. Back to Pohlmeier. Back to Miller now at the top. Almost gave it up, Miller did, as Pohlmeier shifted sides and now leaves her way underneath. Miller trying to eye that Mustang defense. Find those angles, make those diagonal passes count. And the Raiders just unable to find that crease right now. Good pressure from Morris. Makes Miller kick it up. Biltoff gets double-teamed quickly. Boxed out after the shot was Kayla Tim. And the Raiders turn it over. And here come the Mustangs. Now Ruprecht for three from the left side. Rattles the iron, but no good. Rebound goes to Covanda. Covanda at the buzzer is no good. No shot from the Raiders, as they couldn't make it happen here as the third quarter expires. 18-12 is our score. We'll take a quick break and come back with our final 8 minutes of play for the championship game at the Twin Valley Conference Basketball Tournament on The Breeze, 94.5 at KLIQFM.com.
Gennert Packing Company and Holcim wishes the Silver Lake teams and coaches good luck and continued success in every sport. Gennert Packing Company has been serving our area for almost 25 years with meat processing and a retail counter. Open from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon on Saturday. For carryout, catering, or cooked meat for weddings, graduations, or any other special event, call Gennert Packing Company at 402-756-5611 and at GennertPack.com. Gennert done at Gennert Packing Company in Holcim, Nebraska.
Different windows can make a big difference in the way you feel about your home. Anderson Windows, with their high-performance, low-E insulating glass, insulate up to 41% better in the summertime than windows with standard dual-pane glass. This means comfort in heat, cold, rain, or shine. Anderson Windows can help lower your energy bills, and that's bound to give you a good feeling. Stop in and see the full line of Anderson Windows at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, West Jackson Street, Holstein. Anderson Windows. Long live the home.
The Breeze, 94.5.
8 minutes to go to decide who will be the champion of the Twin Valley Conference in the 2010 tournament.
We're going to get a walk here.
Traveling violation called on Lawrence Nelson. So the Mustangs now up by six. They were outscored in the third quarter, 5-4 the Mustangs were. And still lead here by six. Chloe Gibson all alone for three, all the time in the world. The shot is no good, but Bruckman's going to be there for the rebound for the Mustangs and get it back. Ruprecht will try it again, this time from the wing, and this time she'll hit it. The first three-pointer for Shelby Ruprecht tonight. 21-12, it's the Mustangs by nine. Driving inside was Chelsea Stemper, and she's going to be fouled. I think it was Chloe Gibson and her that got knotted up. Believe it or not, that's our first foul of the second half. And it goes to Chloe Gibson. Very low fouling contest. Around the down it goes for Chelsea Stemper off her first one. Second shot is up, and it's true as well. So the Raiders now trail again by 7, 21-14. Bailey Morris gave her teammates a big pep talk before the half. Or before the fourth quarter started, and we'll see if the Mustangs will rally to that cause. 7 minutes to go. Three-point shot from Gibson is off the mark. Rebound's going to go to Kristen Drudick. She's going to be fouled by Bruckman. Tammy Bruckman, her second personal foul of the night. Raiders now hustling it up. Kelsey Biltoff crosses midcourt without pressure. Dishes off to Miller, to Drudick inside. To Covanda. Covanda back to Drudick. Drudick puts it up around and down. It goes for three. Drudick pops a three, her first of the night. And it's 21-17. Raiders trying to stage a comeback here. Down now just by four. Ruprecht now working it around the right. Get back out to Miller. Goes baseline. Miller's going to be cut off. And the ball goes off the knee of Brittany Miller of the Raiders. So the Mustangs will retain possession with 6:21 to go and a four-point lead to show for it. Ruprecht now, just outside the paint, throws it up and in. Down it goes. Shelby Ruprecht, 5 points, all of them here in the fourth quarter, and they've given Silver Lake a 23-17 lead. Brittany Miller now. Silver Lake comes back, two quick scores in a row to stretch that inside. Biltoff now inside. She's going to be double-teamed. She'll throw up a shot. Kayla Tim will haul it down for the Mustangs. As Silver Lake now tries to stretch this lead one more time. Still up by six now. Ruprecht on the left side to Chloe Gibson. Gibson now works the right side. Back to Ruprecht on the left from Morris to Gibson. She'll backpedal, put it down to the court, and then send it back to Shelby Ruprecht as she tries to eye inside, looking for Kayla Tim to get open. Tim has to come outside to pick it up. She'll go inside to Ruprecht now as the Mustangs adjust. Gibson all alone from the top of the key. Thought about going for three until Brittany Miller closed the gap, and the Mustangs pulled it back. Tim now handed inside the paint, then kicked it back out to Ruprecht, who was all alone for three. No good. Her shot goes to the rebound goes to Bailey Morris. 5 minutes to go in the contest. 23-17, the score remains. Silver Lake on top and in control now. Ruprecht to Gibson. Gibson taking her time. She'll pass over to Ruprecht, getting covered by Kelsey Biltoff. To Miller now. Miller getting pressure from Miller. Morris from Miller, rather. Morris goes up, gets the rebound, and we're going to get a foul called on Lawrence Nelson. I think it's going to be Marissa Covanda. That's the case. That'll be Covanda's second foul of the night. Obviously a non-shooting foul on the first team foul against Lawrence Nelson of the second half. We've got 4:30 to go.
Rob, you really got to like what Silver Lake is doing here. They know that Lawrence Nelson, and they're not a quick strike team. They know that Lawrence Nelson takes a lot of time to develop their play, so they're doing the same thing. They're keeping the ball to Lawrence Nelson's hand.
Morris just made a pass to Bruckman, and Bruckman had to out. The pass was a little bit ahead, but Bruckman made a very athletic move to get it as she charged down the baseline and came up with it and threw it up and in for two for Silver Lake. 25-17. Lawrence Nelson now will lose control of the ball after a shot, and Morris will have it midway through the fourth quarter. Morris going coast to coast, no shot, but a foul. Morris just dropped her shoulder and hustled inside, and I think Covanda is going to get her third foul.
Covanda just trying to prevent the easy bucket from Morris there on the breakaway. Good job to take the foul.
Got a lot to give, so why not? So Silver Lake now reloading here. Clock's at 3:45 to go in the contest. 25-17, Silver Lake on top. And you get the feeling Keith Crow wouldn't care if they win this game 1-0, as long as they walk away with that W. But it has been a good, fairly decent effort by Lawrence Nelson to keep this thing interesting here until the fourth quarter. 25-17. Silver Lake content with letting some time go off the clock to Ruprecht. Ruprecht will dodge some traffic, give it back to Gibson at the top of the key. She'll backpedal to midcourt and give it up to Morris now, getting pressure from Semper to Tim to Bruckman. Back to Morris now at the top of the key. Clock now down to under three. Morris went up for a shot against Brittany Miller. And we'll draw the foul. Miller's second foul, and to the lane will go Bailey Morris. Morris with 4 points, none in the second half until now. She hits the first one. 26 17, a 9-point lead for Silver Lake. Morris's second shot, they're up by 10 now, 27-17, as Morris is perfect from the free throw line. Under 3 minutes to go. Raiders are going to have to make something happen as the clock will soon become a factor here. Outside to Stemper to Drudik. Drudik had her game face on when she threw this three-pointer up, but it's no good. Morris will get the board, and she'll work her way across midcourt now. Pass over to Gibson. Gibson to Ruprecht. Ruprecht goes inside the paint. She'll kick it back out to Bruckman. Bruckman bounce pass over to Morris at the top of the key. Stemper comes out to provide some coverage. Shot is up inside the paint from Morris. It's no good. The ball being bounced around now. And I think Silver Lake's going to maintain possession as Candy Bruckman threw the ball off of one of the Raider legs. 2:14 to go in the contest. Silver Lake in control, up by 10 now.
Good hustle play on that last play by Bruckman. It throws all the way here.
Ball gets knocked out of bounds. Sheldon Ruprecht did not want to touch it for fear of getting the over and back call. And Lawrence Nelson wisely giving pursuit for it. And I think Silver Lake is going to lose this ball. Nope, they're going to give it to Silver Lake. Last touch by the Raiders. And an awkward call. The ball was knocked across midcourt, and Shelby Ruprecht was afraid to pick it up.
And I think that they were saying that Lawrence Nelson got a hand in there that knocked the ball beyond half court, and so that therefore it was a live ball, and so that Ruprecht could have picked it up.
Absolutely. Well, even if it wasn't, Lawrence Nelson can touch the ball and pick it up, and they were wisely in pursuit to get it, and then the ball got knocked out of bounds on the far end of the court. And Silver Lake will catch a break and get it back. Now the ball's knocked out of bounds the other way. 1:52 to go in the contest. Still a 10-point lead for Silver Lake. Ruprecht to Bruckman now at the top of the key. To Tim. Gibson goes to Morris. Morris underneath to Chloe Gibson. Gibson's going to throw it up. No. No shot, but a foul. Silver Lake will maintain possession. Foul's going to be called on Chelsea Stemper, I believe. It'll be the fifth team foul. Nope, they gave it to Brittany Miller, her third. Fifth team foul, though, for the Raiders. One to give. Gibson now for the Mustangs. Works it with Morris. Morris getting covered by Stemper. We'll dish it off to Ruprecht. Back in the corner now. They're half of the court. Bruckman gives to Gibson, and it's going to be knocked away. Chloe Gibson will pick it up. She'll put it to the court and then pass it well away. Morris will give chase. Pass underneath is going to be picked up. There's a scrum for it down on the ground. They'll call a jump ball. Good effort by Bailey Morris to prevent that from going out of bounds. And the outright turnover. So now Silver Lake has the ball. As the possession arrow pointed in their favor. Clock now at 1:03. Inbound pass is going to be knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Silver Lake, apparently. I'm not sure how that happened.
I think it just went right through Morris's hands. It was tipped by Lawrence Nelson, but it went right through Morris's hands. Lawrence Nelson taking shots.
Yep, absolutely. And they better not waste any time doing so. Stemper throws it up. Her shot was partially blocked off course. And now Cammie Bruckman's going down to the court. She comes up with it with Miller. Way up ahead to Tim. Tim's all alone, has all day to make this one. And Kayla Tim drops it in. All alone down there, 29-17. Clock now at 32 seconds. Three-point shot off the mark from Pohlmeier. Rebound's going to go up and around. It's no good from Miller. Ball's now loose. Chloe Gibson's going to haul it down. And Gibson's just going to slow things down here. As the clock winds down to 17, foul from Lisa Pohlmeier on Miller. And that'll be the last foul that Lawrence Nelson can give. Bailey Morris now, clock at 14, Silver Lake, well on their way now to being the championship, or the champions, rather, of the Twin Valley Conference. And their perfect record will remain intact. Clock down to zero. We got ourselves the champion on the girls' bracket for the Twin Valley Conference, and it's Silver Lake with a 29-17 victory over Lawrence Nelson in a very tough defensive battle that Silver Lake really didn't pull away until the fourth quarter. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with our Silver Learning Center post-game show and talk all about it, see if we can get Coach Crow to come up here for a quick chat as well. So hang with us. We got the boys matchup for the championship coming up here in just a few moments. So stay with us. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Farmers, now is a good time to consider moving grain from the bin, and Agrex Incorporated is ready to assist. Agrex provides many advantages that will work with any operation. Fast unload, on-the-farm pickup, storage, and deferred marketing programs, aggressive pricing, and, of course, courteous service are all trademarks of Agrex, plus after-hours quotes are available, too.
Call 402-262-2255. Agrex Incorporated in DeWeese and Oak. Agrex Incorporated proudly supports the area high school teams and athletes.
Reggie's Bar and Grill in Roseland congratulates all the Silver Lake athletes on their hard work and enthusiasm on the field and in the classroom. Reggie's Bar and Grill is open every day and features homemade noon food specials, charbroiled food, your favorite refreshments, and karaoke the second Saturday of each month. Friends, food, and fun. It's Reggie's Bar and Grill in Roseland. And when the game is over tonight, stop by Reggie's Bar and Grill. They're open until 1 a.m. And from Reggie's, please don't drink and drive.
Bladen Sand and Gravel backs all the Silver Lake sports teams and wishes the Mustangs good luck this season. May the athletic values of teamwork, enthusiasm, fair play, and hard work carry over to the rest of life. Bladen Sand and Gravel is the place for all your excavating, sand, and gravel needs with four pit locations in South Central Nebraska. Give Phil a call at 756-1261 or 402-462-0209. Bladen Sand and Gravel in Bladen, a proud supporter of Silver Lake academics and athletics.
Scoop Agency Incorporated in Campbell wishes the Silver Lake and all the area athletes good luck. Scoop Agency Incorporated serves you with farm, auto, home, and crop insurance. They'll help you with the best prices and the best protection possible. Call the Scoop Agency at 402-756-8661, and it's a good idea to meet with your agent annually to make sure you're fully covered. Scoop Agency Incorporated, security is their business, service is their watchword. Scoop Agency Incorporated in Campbell, Nebraska.
This is the Sylvan Postgame Show on The Breeze 94.5, brought to you by Sylvan Learning Centers.
Help your child get headed in the right direction this school year. The Sylvan team will take the time to develop a personalized program that will achieve lifelong success for your child. Whether it's building core academic skills and filling in the gaps, improving study habits, getting them prepared for college, or providing focused help in one subject, Sylvan can help. To learn more, call Sylvan today at 1-800-EDUCATE or visit us on the web at www.educate.com.
Now, let's go back for a recap of tonight.
Welcome back to Donovan High School, home of the Twin Valley Conference basketball tournament. The girls just wrapping things up. The scissors have been broken out, and the nets are being cut away for some mementos for the Silver Lake girls.
How are we going to play the boys' game? We got some of those coming up, too.
The fine gentleman holding the ladder has a replacement in his hand.
Okay.
Ready to go for the boys. Yeah, that was my first thought, too. I thought, wait a minute, you can't cut those. We're going to need them. But, Silver Lake celebrating now in their victory for their championship for the Twin Valley Conference. Their perfect record intact. Now a new school record at 18-0. On the season and looking in very good shape towards getting into the conference finals here.
And it's another milestone for Silver Lake because it's their third straight Twin Valley Conference championship. And it wasn't easy tonight, though, Rob.
No.
They had a very tough defensive battle against a very good Lawrence Nelson team, but the Lawrence Nelson team has struggled offensively, and I think that was, in the end, their downfall. I remember back from the first through the third quarter, Rob, a 17-minute and 20-second scoring drought is just can't happen in high school basketball.
No, that's almost half the game right there.
And then they end after getting on. They got the game within 4 points at the 6:30 mark in the fourth quarter, and then they go the rest of the game without scoring a point. So two long droughts all in all, were the big downfall for Lawrence Nelson. But, boy, both teams played so good defensively, and that's why we see a 29-17 game. I'm going to put it as probably one of the lower-scoring Twin Valley Conference championships. I don't know what kind of game would compete with that.
Seriously, 46 points.
Yeah, in the game, overall.
Yeah, by both teams. So, absolutely a good defensive struggle here all the way around. Lawrence Nelson had a good game plan. It's just that their girls, the Lady Raiders, just did not execute when your leading scorer scores 5 points. That never looks good in the column.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that is because of just the way Silver Lake played defensively. They weren't letting anything go down low. Lawrence Nelson, that's part of their game plan. They got to get inside, and they got to score some points on the inside. As we see Keith Crow getting up on the ladder. He's getting ready to cut a string.
Tell me this doesn't mean anything to Coach Crow as he climbed the ladder to cut down his little memento.
But, going back to what we talked about with Lawrence Nelson trying to get the ball away, you know, as Kathy Biltoff, I think you've got to be proud of the way their kids played, because this is a game two weeks ago, they lost 47-28 to this exact same Silver Lake team. So to come back in and you only lose by 12, and like we said, you know, they didn't score only 17 points, but they held one of the best offenses in the state to 29 points tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I don't think that's going to matter much to Coach Crow. We'll see if we can get him up here. He's got a lot of pictures and things to take, so we may not get him, or if we do, it may be during the men's game coming up here in just a little bit. But I don't think it's going to matter to him. A win is a win is a win, and they look at it one game at a time, as we've said consistently. But this one was this is a hard one, and this was going to be one that people are going to look at in the at the end of the year and raise an eyebrow, and it's because Kathy Biltoff put together a good defensive plan to try to battle against them.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Rob. And I, like you said, they didn't get a lot of opportunities to run their style of offense. However, I liked late in the fourth quarter. What they did was they took the ball out of Lawrence Nelson's hands, because it takes them so long to develop their offensive scheme and to get players open. And when you don't give Lawrence Nelson the opportunity to do that, they can't climb back into the game. So really, it was one of those chess versus checkers matches that you often talk about, and we know that Coach Crow is one of the better ones at doing that. And he stepped away from his offensive game plan tonight and just got him one that would win the basketball game.
Yeah, I do not want to take anything away from Lawrence Nelson. Their girls played an excellent game, just unable to connect on a lot of shots that had they dropped. We've got a different outlook on it. They played a fantastic game, and their season's still looking fairly solid, but it really takes the wind out of the Lady Raiders' sails in their effort to get to get into state, rather, and it's just going to be tough. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll put the numbers together and tell you who did what tonight. Saved a lot of ink on this particular contest, so we'll take a quick break and we'll come back with a wrap-up. You're listening to the Sylvan Learning Center post-game show, brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center, 1-888-EDUCATE. We'll wrap things up for you one more time when we come back. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Tim Service in Bladen wishes the Silver Lake athletes and teams good luck and good sportsmanship. Tim Service is your convenience store in Bladen with food, other snacks, drinks, and much more. Gas and oil service, too. Tim Service also does auto and truck repair. ASE certified, and is a Napa Auto Care Center installing quality Napa parts with 24-hour record service. Call Dennis at 402-756-1661 and make your next stop at Tim Service in Bladen, proudly supporting the Silver Lake Mustangs. Gennert Packing Company and Holstein wishes the Silver Lake teams and coaches good luck and continued success in every sport. Gennert Packing Company has been serving our area for almost 25 years with meat processing and a retail counter. Open from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon on Saturday. For carryout, catering, or cooked meats for weddings, graduations, or any other special event, call Gennert Packing Company at 402-756-5611 and at GennertPack.com. Gennert Dunn at Gennert Packing Company in Holstein, Nebraska.
Halls Oil Incorporated proudly supports all of the Silver Lake athletes, teams, and coaches. Halls Oil has truckloads and semi-truckloads of fuel delivery, gas, diesel, or propane. Halls Oil also carries a complete line of Chevron lubricants by the barrel or in bulk. Hall's Oil also has a selection of tires and batteries. Call Hall's Oil in Campbell or Wilcox for all of your petroleum needs. Call 402-756-8691. Good luck, Mustangs, from Hall's Oil Incorporated in Campbell and Wilcox.
Rain and hail crop insurance products offered through the Kroll Agency give you a long-standing, stable company with innovative products, services, and ideas for your operation. Stop by and visit with the Kroll Agency for all your risk management needs by sales closing date of March 15, 2010. Contact any of the Kroll Agency offices in Kennesaw, Hastings, Roseland, and Minden. The Kroll Agency Incorporated, Kennesaw, Hastings, Roseland, and Minden. Rain and Hail LLC is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
If you're looking for a way to cut your energy bills, come into Square Deal Lumber and Hardware and take a look at Anderson Windows. Their high-performance, low-E glass, wood construction, and tight seal help give your home the weather resistance and insulating properties it needs to lower your bills in heat, cold, rain, or shine. Stop into Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, West Jackson Street, Holstein, and see how beautiful saving energy can be. With Anderson Windows, long live the home.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back one more time to Donovan High School. Rob Osmond with you. Tyson Havronik, and we've just watched the Silver Lake girls wrap up their third Twin Valley Conference.
Third in a row.
Back-to-back
Twin Valley Conference champions. Congratulations to the Silver Lake Mustangs.
Yeah, excellent job tonight as they come away with a 29-17 win against a very tough Lawrence Nelson Lady Raider team. But the championship belongs to the Lady Mustangs tonight, and they are off to a great start, great record, 18-0, and are just propelled for the rest of the season. They've where is their schedule at here? What do they got? They've got Shelton and Giltner to wrap up their year, both home games. Shelton, they've already beaten, if I'm not mistaken, 65-36 in the semifinals.
Yeah.
So,
got to give you a lot of confidence to know that you come off the team that you just beat in the semifinals, and you're going to get them the next week. But as we saw, Rob, that doesn't necessarily mean anything, because the team that they beat by 20 2 weeks ago came and gave them one heck of a ride tonight.
Absolutely. There's a lot to be learned from all that. So that's a huge question answered right there. But for Silver Lake, looking at their last two games, Shelton and Giltner, one team they've already beaten pretty handedly, the other with a 5-9 record at last time we checked. So that makes a huge difference. So at any rate, Silver Lake is our champions. By the way, the consolation game went to Shelton earlier today, but Silver Lake takes home the big title and the little piece of the net to go along with it to win their third Twin Valley Conference tournament title. Taking a look at some of the numbers for Silver Lake, their top scorer, Shelby Ruprecht, 8 points. Again, the numbers aren't big because the score was low, but 8 points for Shelby Ruprecht, 6 points each for Cammie Bruckman, Bailey Morris, and Kayla Tim. And then you got 3 points from Chloe Gibson, and did an absolutely fantastic job for the Mustangs under Coach Keith Crow. For Lawrence Nelson, we actually might get Keith Crow to come up here. I saw him head this way, so we'll see if he's going to be popping up this way for a quick word with us. We certainly hope so. For Lawrence Nelson, just kind of looking at their top scorer, Chelsea Stemper with 5 points. You got 4 points from Marissa Covanda, 3 from Lisa Pohlmeier, big three-pointer there that brought Lawrence Nelson back within 4 points, rather. 3 points from Kristen Drudick and 2 from Natasha Werman. And that's your 17 points for the Lady Raiders. So hard loss for Lawrence Nelson. But you know what? I'm watching their girls leave the court, and their heads are high. They know they played a pretty good game. They've got a fantastic team, and they'll wrap up the season here next week and know full well that they're going to have to fight their way through the sub-districts and districts to get into the state playoffs. So Silver Lake on the other side of the coin looking pretty sharp under Coach Keith Crow. So on that note, we will wrap things up. The boys game is set to start at 7:15, so we'll have the pregame show for you as planned at 7 o'clock. Unfortunately, that gives us about 15 minutes now.
15 minutes till 7 o'clock.
So I think we will wrap up on that note. We will send things back to music for that 15 minutes, and then when we come back, we'll start things over again, and we'll have our pregame show for the boys matchup. It'll be Lawrence Nelson going at it with Blue Hill for the boys' half of the title of the Twin Valley Conference Tournament from Donovan High School. So we'll wrap things up here on that note. Thanks so much for tuning in for the girls' side of the contest. Hang with us for another 15 minutes. We'll be back with the boys as they prepare to take the court in about that 15-minute time frame. So thanks again, and we'll catch you here in a few minutes. We'll be back to music right after this.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Donovan High School, Rob Osmond, Tyson Habronick with you, and we've just watched the girls play, and I guess they had a little meeting of the minds down there because the boys have taken the court, and they are warming up, but for the time being, we have the head coach of Silver Lake with us, Coach Keith Groh. Congratulations on a fantastic win.
Thank you very much. It was a really hard-fought battle, and both teams give it their all. Really a low-scoring defensive battle. I'm just happy to come out on top.
Absolutely. You know, it may not have been the prettiest win, but it is still a W in the column, and your perfect record still intact. The girls look pretty pretty solid out there when they could play.
Yeah, I tell you, it was at halftime I told the girls that we were really frustrated that we weren't scoring very many points and wasn't getting our fast break opportunities. But I told them our defense can win this game for us if you keep playing the type of defense that you are and rebounding like we did. And to the girls' credit, they did an excellent job.
Well, they actually shut down. You guys shut down Lawrence Nelson for part of 17 minutes without scoring a point, holding him to nothing in the second quarter. And that had to have been a good shot defensively. But were they doing something different that was frustrating you?
On offense, they was running a triangle and two. So they were manning up on Bailey Morris and on Cammie Bruckman. And we've seen some box and one a little bit on Cammie, but we hadn't seen that. So we at halftime, we did a little bit of adjustments. And, you know, I kind of told Shelby Ruprecht, they're not guarding you on the outside. You're going to have to step up and shoot that ball. And, you know, when she hit the three, it kind of sparked us. And then we kind of
started to pull things
together a little bit.
Yeah.
When they cut it to six, it was, you know, I think the girls are getting a little tight, you know, and called timeout and come back out. And they did a great job of executing what we wanted to do. She hit the three, and then – you know, the game went on from there.
Things kind of turned around and went your way. Bailey Morris, a little bit of a slow start, too. That must have factored into it because she gets some uncharacteristic missed calls, you know, where she passed the ball out of bounds on one when Cammie was breaking one way and she passed the other way. A little miscommunication, but she was a little frustrated getting started.
Yeah, well, they were making us do things that was different. You know, we were getting a little bit different look. You know, Cammie was trying to do some backdoor cuts on her where she's normally going to cut out. And we had a few turnovers because of that then. I got to give Lawrence Nelson all the credit in the world. They had a great game plan on us. You know, they slowed the game down. They made sure they were getting back on defense so that we couldn't run. And they made us play half-court defense. And, you know, they did a great job of handling our pressure, too. So
you made
they did an excellent job.
You made short work of Lawrence Nelson the first time that you guys played him this season. And, you know, Coach Kathy Biltoff quite well, and she's a strategist just like yourself. And she must have went to the blackboard and came up with a pretty decent plan that could have gone if her girls had not been able to or had been able to break your defensive pressure.
Oh, most definitely. She did an excellent job of having them prepared and knowing what we were going to try to do against them. And that's why I'm very proud of the girls, the way they come out in the second half and listen to what we wanted to try to do and executed it.
Does this game kind of distract now from the rest of the season, wrapping up your regular season and getting ready for the run of the state championship? Does it kind of distract because it kind of threw you guys out of sync a little bit?
No, actually, I think it's very good for us because to have to play a different style of ball, you know, to find a way to win. One of the things at the start of the fourth quarter, I told the girls, I said, it doesn't matter what it takes, you're going to find a way to win this game, whether it's offense, defense, whatever. And the girls responded real well to that.
Well, we kind of talked about it yesterday, how this team remains undefeated at 18-0 now, but you guys always manage to play one game at a time and actually mean it.
Yeah, we've been trying real hard to do that, and believe me, Lawrence Nelson had our full focus tonight. We weren't looking anywhere past them. And, you know, if the girls can just maintain that and keep looking one game at a time, as we talk about, you know, hopefully good things will happen for us.
The trick is now, how do you keep their focus? What, do you have, like, two more games left in the season?
Well, next Tuesday we play Shelton at home, and yeah. It's in all probability for the regular season championship. I think Shelton is undefeated or has one loss, and we're undefeated in the conference. So kind of whoever wins that one will have a leg up on one in the regular season. So I know I won't have to worry about their concentration level there. And then we'll play Giltner on Thursday. Giltner's got a good ball club. You know, they played a tough pass, and it's not really so much a rivalry, but we see them a lot, and
right.
And the girls, you know, like to compete against
them. They
know
each other very well. Yeah, exactly. Now, then getting ready to the state, I mean, when do you start actually looking ahead to that?
And not till after Giltner's over with, and then all I'm going to be looking at is the first round matchup at sub-districts, and I really don't even know who. I know the team's in our sub, but we won't look ahead until we find out. We should be the number one seed in our sub because our power points are high enough,
right.
But I'm not real sure who would even play then, and truthfully, I'm not worried about that until we get to there.
What's more important right now, keeping that undefeated streak going? Or getting it into the state championship?
I think if the girls had their one or the other, I know they want to go to state. I mean, that's been a goal that they've had since last year when we ended up on the Devaney floor, that they want a chance to get back there. And if we keep doing the things we are and, you know, not looking ahead, making sure that we're prepared each time, you know, hopefully we'll have a good chance to do
that. These girls are a fine group of girls. You've got a lot of experience underneath you, and this has just been – you know, this is the culmination of a lot of years and a lot of games together to get to this point.
It is. So we play a lot of basketball in the summertime, you know, and the girls have done a great job of coming to those camps. And it's time out of their summer, too, but it's very important to them. I've had some very good teams in the last 2 and 3 years, and, you know, a lot of the work has been done in the summertime.
Super well. It's certainly paid off right today. Champions of the Twin Valley Conference and undefeated season looking good. Coach Keith Crow, thanks so much for spending a little time with us today.
Yeah, thank you.
I appreciate it, and good luck for the rest of the season. We'll talk to you soon. Coach Keith Crow of the Silver Lake Mustangs. We are going to take a quick break as the Blue Hill Bobcats and the Lawrence Nelson Raiders have taken the court. Tip-off coming your way in just about 10 minutes. So we'll come back with our Kerr Chevrolet pregame show. Right after this, you're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.